October 11th, 1985, Reality is Your Creation, Class Number 4 with Lil Van Voris.
Let's go ahead and start. It is about 7:35, I guess, and if anybody else comes, they can just come on in and join us. So why don't we ground and center first tonight? Just find a comfortable position. Maybe take a deep breath and begin to relax your physical body. And then begin to imagine or sense that column of white light flowing into your physical body from your higher levels. Allow that light to gently flow through your crown chakra and down the spine. Forcing or pushing it, but just allowing it to flow through you. At your hips, the light branches and flows down each of your legs and at the centers of your feet into the earth. Begin to focus your attention on your heart and allow your energy to flow into your heart chakra and center there. When you begin to feel that area is full, allow the energy to flow from you into this room. And when you are ready, take a deep breath and open your eyes. Good.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. That was you.
Was that me?
Did everybody have a pretty good week this week, or how'd things go for everyone? It's just my dryer filter. It's not a raid or anything. Oh, no. Well, I know for me it was really hectic, and I need to mention at the beginning of class tonight, we have to leave very early tomorrow morning, so I'll have to ask you to kind of move on out the door tonight when class is over. I'd love to have you stay, but we have to get up so early. We went up to be with Bert's family last weekend, and it turned out that not everyone could make it that wanted to be there, so they postponed the service until this weekend. So that's the reason we're going back up tomorrow, and we're going to leave about 7, so we need to finish up stuff tonight after class so I can get out of bed and pretend I know what I'm doing instead of trying to pack in the morning. So anyway, are there any questions about anything from last week? Anything at all? I know you weren't here. Yeah, if there's a class that you miss and you'd like a copy of it, just bring me a blank tape and I'll be glad to make a copy for you. Okay. We have a duplicating machine at the office, so or we've got tapes at the office too, you know, whichever. Well, tonight, the first concept that, first of all, I should tell you a little bit about, we're going to talk about two concepts tonight. The first is you are your own healer, and the second is you are a pure spirit in a physical focus. And I'm going to give you or guide you through two meditations. One is one that I have written, which will help you come in contact with your own inner healer or your inner physician. And that's an aspect that lies within all of us. And many times we think we have to look without, you know, to find sources to bring us back to balance or whatever. And you really have a lot right within you that can help you. And then I have another meditation, which I'm borrowing from a friend. And this is kind of to help you get in touch with the fact that you're really not this body. You are spirit or light or energy, whichever of those terms feels most comfortable to you. And it will enable you to just kind of lose conscious awareness of the physical body. And I want to say that some people, on going through the meditation, find that sensation a little overwhelming. So it's okay to move around or open your eyes or pinch yourself, you know, or whatever, if that's difficult for you. And just feel free to either participate or not. It's a really loving meditation, but it can be kind of unusual if you haven't really experienced, we might say, an altered state of consciousness. It's something beyond just your thoughts and your feelings and your body. So those are the two meditations that we'll do tonight. And then we'll close with an energy circle tonight, too. So the first concept that I want to talk about is you are your own healer. And I've already mentioned that really within each one of us lies that wisdom or that knowing of how to restore your body and your mind and your emotions, every part of you, to perfect balance. That really is within you. We're such wonderfully creative beings, and we've given up a lot of our creativity. And one of the ways that we sometimes give up that creativity or that power that is within us is when we have a health challenge. And I really prefer to talk about illness as health challenges. I firmly believe that if people were told when they had a serious illness that instead of this dread disease, they had a challenge, it takes a whole different connotation than, you know, you have this horrendous disease. And if you can think of your health problems as challenges, sometimes that is more of a positive way of looking at it, and it helps you to think creatively of what you can do, whether it be diet, exercise, or sometimes you need to see a doctor, healing techniques that you can use to help restore your body to balance, the physical body in particular. So I like to use that term, health challenges. And one thing I do want to emphasize, although we have a lot of different techniques and everything that we use, mustard seed always encourages you to seek professional health care if you are in a real state of severe stress or severe challenge, and to work consciously with a healthcare professional, somebody who cares about you personally. And that's really important in working through your process. If you work with somebody who treats you like a number or less than human or whatever, that will definitely have an effect on your progress, on your ability to return to balance. So even if you have to go through a couple of doctors, I'd really suggest thinking about that, you know, and finding somebody that will listen at least somewhat to your philosophy about healing and health and what you're going to do. And I also really encourage you, if you do have a health challenge, to talk openly to your physicians, because oftentimes you are their teacher. You know, most people come to them and just, "Hi, come on in." Glad to have you back.
Sure.
Here's the sign-up sheet too, Joe. We're talking about the concept that you are your own healer. So, anyway, I really encourage you to share as much as you are able about what your belief system is with your doctor. And I've had some experiences recently myself where I did that, and he did not understand. He didn't understand what meditation was, what could possibly happen by lying under a color, a particular light, or using visualization, or using affirmations, speaking or thinking in positive terms about my recovery. But he said to me, if it helps you, then I'm all for it. And the use of vitamins is another thing. I told him I would be taking massive doses of vitamin C, and that's something I happen to believe in. And he was open to that, but I went through four other doctors before I found that one, who would allow me to speak speak to him, you know, and kind of support me in what I was doing. And one of the things I did do before I had my surgery, I had cancer a year ago in 1984, so that's the process I'm talking about. One of the things I did do was ask him for some time alone before surgery so that we could just either touch physically by holding hands, but so my auric field could open into his and vice versa. And I told him that I was going to ask all my healing guides to be present and all of his to assist us in the operating room, as well as all the nursing staff that was available and everything. And he thought that was a little bizarre, but he granted me the 5 minutes. He came in to see me and he said, "Well, here I am, what do we do now?" And so I just said, "Well, we're just going to just hold hands and I'm just going to close my eyes and you know, just breathe deeply and be still. And I'm just going to ask that our guides be present to help us." And so, you know, he didn't understand it, but he had the open-mindedness. And this was a doctor from Boston, you know. And I don't know too much about the East Coast, but in general, they're not as open-minded about things like this as the physicians here are. That's been my experience in the past anyway. So that, I thought, was even a neat plus to his side. But anyway, I went through the whole process quickly, easily, came out of the anesthetic much more quickly than they expected. The anesthesiologist came back and talked to me because he couldn't believe it either. And that's just an example of what you can do when you claim the experience for yourself instead of giving your experience away to either your family, your friends, the healthcare team that might have to work with you or whatever. I'm talking a pretty strong challenge, but the same is true for the flu or a cold or something like that. There are things that you can do and wisdom that lies within you if you will tap into that and just ask for some guidance. What should you do? Sometimes it just is drink more water, get more rest, you know, whatever. So, let's see. I talked about using visualization, meditation, and medication if you need to. Sometimes illness can be part of your healing process. Generally speaking, when you have any kind of a challenge to your health, it's a sign that your energy has condensed someplace. Could be even all over if you're feeling stuff all over. But it's a sign that your energy has condensed and you haven't gotten the message on your other levels that there's something that you need to look at here and either allow to flow through you, or sometimes it's a change in thinking, change in acting and action. And so your body will eventually manifest the problem on the physical level to really get your attention if it hasn't, you know, if your higher self hasn't caught your attention before that, it'll manifest it on the physical level. And the idea that healing, or rather that illness can be part of your healing process, I think you'll find as you progress along your path, the more you expand your energy, the more you open your heart, your mind, and the more your emotions are clear, you're going to find the less you have to deal with health challenges. There'll be more balance in your life, and even if you do have a health challenge, you'll probably recover much more quickly than you used to in the past. The cold and flu thing is something I almost never experience anymore, and I'm not real sure why, but part of it I think just has to do with a more expanded awareness. But I notice that in my life I still will have a period, it seems like, that comes up occasionally where something really powerful will stare me in the face. And I'm one of those people that for me health challenges have been teachers in my life. They have been teachers, and I've learned a lot in a very short condensed period of time through health challenges. And although I recovered real quickly from my surgery and everything, it was a big shock when I realized that I had cancer. I saw the test results and everything. And I first kind of reacted negatively, I would say, because I thought, how could this be happening to me? You know, I'm doing all this positive stuff. I'm taking my vitamins and I'm eating well and all that stuff. And I'm thinking right thoughts and everything. And there again is an example of where you have to sometimes give up your need to know. Sometimes when you're in a health challenge, you can know why it's happening. You can see you've overworked yourself, or you haven't eaten properly, or whatever. You just didn't take care of your body. But sometimes you can't have the knowing of that. Sometimes you just have to flow through the process and trust that whatever it is, it's come to you for some purpose that you possibly can't see in that moment in time. And for me, there was a lot more happening. Cancer is something that happens on both sides of my family. And so I handle it a little differently than the other members of my family have in the past. And I really think it was an opportunity for some healing to begin to happen on the emotional and mental levels for my family. And so it was like an opportunity presented itself for me to act as a teacher. It also was a way for me to really find out whether I've truly integrated all the things that I talk about and say I believe in and work with on a daily level, daily basis. And so it was a powerful teacher for me. It taught me a lot about surrender. Also, surrender and trust, very, very much so. And the business of illness being part of your healing process, sometimes it will move you along your path much more quickly than if you were just bouncing along, you know, or just interacting on a regular basis the way you had been in the past. A lot of it has to do with your perception, you know, of what has come into your life. Okay, I talked about giving up your need to know. And I might say, too, that it's definitely been established that negative emotions such as depression, despair, grief, impair the B cells and the T cells in your body, which are directly connected to your immune system. And I think that's been pretty conclusively proved. So if you're in a negative state of mind and that can happen, think what you can do if you're in a positive state of mind. Most of the time. That really keeps that part of your body in good repair, and it's there when you need to call on it to assist you if you're being challenged by a cold or sinus problems or the flu or whatever it might be, or even something stronger. You can call on that part within your physical body to come forward and really assist you. Oh, and another thing I really wanted to mention too is when a doctor speaks to you about your diagnosis, it's very true that if he says you've got tuberculosis or you have cancer or something like that, that you cannot deny that. But so you can accept the diagnosis, perhaps, but you don't have to accept the doctor's verdict that this, this, and this is going to result because this is the diagnosis. And that's basically what I did recently and what I did unknowingly in the past, I think. Some of the other things that I've gone through, you can accept as diagnosis, but you can learn to let flow through your consciousness, your mind, all of the negative stuff they may give you. And believe me, I got every negative thing you can imagine when I was told about having to have surgery and having to have radiation treatments. And I tried to let as much of that flow through me as possible rather than starting to build some energy and creating thought forms that were just going to be negative and would impair my own progress. So you can accept your doctor's diagnosis, but you don't always have to accept the verdict of what the outcome is going to be. And you all know probably about Norman Cousins' story where he was told he had two choices. I've forgotten what the severe illness was that he had, but he could either choose to be sitting upright or lying down for the rest of his life. That was what his illness was going to do to his body. And he refused to accept that verdict. And he did all kinds of reading and investigative stuff on his own. And he got interested in vitamins, vitamin C in particular, and what that might do to help him. And not only did he not end up in a prone or sitting position for the rest of his life, but he defeated the illness, literally. And he couldn't figure out how that could possibly happen. And he did. So. And there are many other cases like his where things have either stopped or disappeared. I have a friend who just recently was told by her doctor that she had a hole in one of her eyes and she was going to have surgery again. And she's just been through some pretty intense surgery just a few years ago, two or three, I think. And so, of course, she was concerned about that. And so instead of letting that really begin to run her, all the negative stuff the doctor told her, she tapped into her own inner wisdom and began to use visualization. She had some healing done on her, and just a lot of loving support that spoke to her positively, who had people who had a similar belief system. And she went to another doctor in Santa Barbara for confirmation. He told her, there's no hole in your eye. I don't see a thing in either eye. Which eye was it? You know, they couldn't find it. So that's what can happen if you're able to really marshal that power within you. You might say, there is nothing that you cannot overcome. If it's right for you to overcome that in that moment of time. Sometimes the lesson is that the illness is going to continue, and a lot of times that has to do with teaching you about surrender, compassion, trust. A person who might be very strong-willed and very hard-headed or stubborn sometimes will come up with an illness that lays them flat on their back so that they become dependent on others to assist them and to help them. And that's one of the ways of softening yourself if you haven't learned to do that in other ways throughout your life. That's one reason you will manifest a health challenge in your life. There are many other reasons, but that'll give you an idea of that. And I have to tell you, this friend had her doctor write to the first doctor in San Luis, who's very respected in his field, and he just couldn't believe it because he's got the tests, you know, and he saw it himself, etc. So that was really wonderful when she called me and told me that. I got all excited. I love stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's like magic. And another point that I think is really important to remember is if you do have to work with a physician or any kind of a healthcare professional, remember that they are your assistant. You are the healer. They are your assistant in your process. And that's something else I told my doctors when I worked with them. It was very hard for them to hear. But the reason I said that was there were certain things that I wanted to have happen in the hospital situation. And by stating that early on, they were more open to hearing me say, well, this is what I want. I'm going to have meditation music playing, you know, all the time once I come out, and I want to be sure I'm near an outlet and all this stuff. It sounded really strange to them, as you can imagine. But it worked, you know. I came out of it so much easier and quicker than I could have otherwise, I think. So you really are your own healer. The doctor or the healthcare professional that you work with can offer a stimulation for a recovery, a return to health, but you really have to do the work. You either have to work mentally, sometimes you have to work physically, and just being able sometimes to relax into your process and acknowledge this is happening to me and I'm going to flow through it as non-resistantly as possible, doing everything positive that I can to help myself. But maintaining your own power in that situation, not giving it away. You hear about so many people who say, oh, I don't want to know, just do it, or just fix me up, you know. It always kind of hurts me to hear that, because if the person could only know the wealth of wonderful knowledge that's within each of us, and the recuperative powers of our bodies are beyond comprehension sometimes. We just are. So this is a concept that I just feel so strongly about. In fact, I'll tell you another example from my life, and I think some of you have probably already heard this story. When I was 19, I had what's called Bell's palsy, and it's a paralysis that started at the top of my scalp, like right at the crown chakra, and went right down the middle to the base of my throat on one side of my face. And I lost my hearing in one ear, had my eye that wouldn't close, you know, I had to wear a patch or tape it shut to sleep at night. And let's see, I went for daily therapy for about 6 weeks, and they said what that involved was like electrical stimulation of the nerves to try and get them to recover, and massage and various finger massages that I was taught to do. And they told me that basically if I didn't get some recovery within the 6 week period, that I was not going to get well. There was no way I was going to get well. It's never happened, et cetera, you know, all that stuff. So that put a lot of fear into me right at the beginning. I've got 6 weeks to get this thing fixed, you know. And if it doesn't fix, I'm going through life with one ear, no hearing, and one eye that doesn't shut, etc. Well, that's exactly what happened. I went through the 6 weeks and nothing happened. I got no return at all. And I had just finished reading all of the Edgar Cayce material that I could get my hands on. And he talks a lot about mind as the builder, that whatever you can conceive on the mental level can be manifested on the physical level. So I took a lot of his teachings to heart, and I began to work with those on my own. And it took me 6 months, but I began to get return. I started to be able to feel and hear, and my eye wasn't staying open, and my smile was working again, you know, and all kinds of things like that. And I worked with that for a little while, and I went back to the hospital to show them what happened. They were just nonplussed. They could not believe it. So, to me, that's one of the most powerful teachings that I've had come into my life, is that even though I was faced with something that seemed so negative and insurmountable, there is within each of us that reservoir of healing ability and of wisdom that can really assist you when you are really out of balance or when a part of you is under severe stress and trauma. And it also taught me a lot of other things, because I continued to go to college and interact in the world while that was happening to me. I lost a lot of friends because they did not know how to relate to me during the experience. I was somebody different. I was somebody with an affliction. It taught me a lot about compassion and looking at people who did not know what to say or what to do, and being frightened because of my appearance, you know. So the whole lesson for me was one of growth and very positive, even though it was very severe while I was going through it. And I don't want to repeat it. I hope I got the lesson and can continue to move forward. You know, I'd never want to go through it again. But it taught me a lot in a very condensed, short period of time, 6 months, that I don't think I could have learned in 5 or 10 years if I'd been studying or trying to learn it. You know, just it really assisted my own growth. And that's what I mean about health challenges can sometimes be a way of healing yourself on many levels that may not all be consciously there for you to tap into. You can't have the knowing all the time. You just have to give up the need to know about some of that. Another thing I'd really encourage you to do when you do have a health challenge is give up your guilt that you've manifested this for yourself. Give up your guilt. There's no better way to say it except to release your guilt. Sometimes you just can't know why it's come to you. Even if you are actively working in your own transformation, your own growth, whatever that is for you, and then something happens that stares you right in the face, if you can release your guilt about it happening as quickly as possible and then begin to flow through the process, you release energy again that you have to call on. If you flow into a state of guilt or fear, of course your energy is going to contract and there will be less for you to call on for healing or to restore normalcy to yourself. So if you can give up your guilt and then accept the fact that nobody's done this to you, but you've really brought it into your life and there's really a purpose for it, whatever it is. You may not be able to see it, you know, right at the moment, but there is a purpose behind it. So accept responsibility for your creation, because it is something that you have brought to yourself. Okay, and then I talked about illness can be a gateway to your higher self a little bit. It literally can. A couple of the experiences that I've had just expanded me so far, so quickly, that I don't think it would have happened had I just gone through life, you know, plodding along or racing along or whatever it might be. The experience really helped me to look at my priorities, look at my thought processes, look at my interaction with people, with the world, with why was I here, who am I, all that stuff. And so sometimes severe health challenges can really be a gateway to your higher self. And it's really true that health challenges create a paradox, because while you're in the midst of them, you'll try to do everything you can to alleviate your suffering or get back to what for you is normal. But the other side of that is that suffering can be grace sometimes. Suffering can be grace. It can bring you more expanded awareness of who you are, what the universe is all about, what your path is, why you're here in the world at this time. So although it seems a paradox, it really can be a gift from your higher self to pass through certain health challenges. And I think I already talked about this too. Some of the things that severe illness can do for you is that it can empower you with more love, not only for yourself, but for everyone who exists in the world. I've got something in my throat. throat tonight. It can increase your acceptance and understanding of yourself and mankind as a whole. Sometimes you get a sense of connectedness with all life when you have to be removed from it. You find out how truly connected you are to everything that exists around you. And it can help you to be more conscious and more aware. When you have to spend time apart from others or from your normal activities, you sometimes become sensitized and more aware of everything that was happening around you previously that perhaps you didn't take the time to think about or weren't able to really focus on and see. Because your life, you know how life is, it gets a hold of us. It just kind of propels us along our path. So challenges like this can sensitize you to things around you and thereby make you more conscious on more levels. And then when you reach a state of surrender, if you can truly surrender into your process, this allows more love to flow into you. Boy, I've got a dry throat tonight. I ate shrimp. And again, the whole process of being in a health challenge can be like a gift from your higher self, which will move you more quickly along your path than you might otherwise have done. Does anybody have any questions at this point or anything you want clarification on?
Okay. When you were through with this, did the doctor say anything to you? I mean, were there any statements made?
Well,
how he felt about it?
Some of the things he said were, when I woke up, I'll tell you this. I told the anesthesiologist before I went under that I had asked my guidance to take me out quickly out of the body and to bring me in easily and quickly in as loving a way as possible so I wouldn't have to have as much anesthetic. He kind of went, sure, you know, but that's exactly what happened. I came out as they were wheeling me out from the OR, I guess, into recovery, and I took the airway out of my mouth. That was a big surprise. He came back later and visited with me because he just couldn't believe it, that that's actually what happened. He couldn't believe I even remembered his name, let alone that I woke up early and everything. And my doctor, who I still see about every 6 months, keeps making remarks like, well, there's no scarring, there's no burning. There's supposed to be a lot of burn, I guess, with radiation. That never happened. I got a good tan, but that was about it, you know. And that all faded away after a few weeks. And the tissue is supposed to change and get very stiff and hard. That didn't happen. Could be that that's just my chemistry, too, but I really think that a lot of it had to do with the visualization I was doing 3 times a day and the meditations.
So I suppose then, okay, if someone's in that type of practice, they'd probably have to see it quite a few times maybe before they then thought, oh.
I'm getting, something's going on here.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say so. I really don't think he's going to say to his patients, you know, well, you should try this. I don't think so. But I will say my radiologist called me a few months after my treatment was finished, and he was impressed enough with the way I handled it and everything that he thought I would be a good person to have other people contact, other lay people, you know, who might have a similar challenge, either and be in the hospital or in their homes. So
I know.
That was
I have a friend that can't come out. He's just terrified. On the occasion when she has to go for general anesthetic.
Yeah.
And she has told them not to give her so much, and every time she said she gets out there and doesn't want to come back.
Sure.
And
that happens.
Scares her half to death.
Yeah.
So if it happens again,
oh, do. And there's some really good tapes that have been made now, too. Richard Moss has an outstanding tape about preparation for surgery, about gathering your own energy and empowering yourself before you go through the process that I'd highly recommend.
He's an MD.
Yes, an MD who has really transformed his whole life. So. Okay, well, I think then what I'll do is take you through this guided meditation on getting in touch with your own inner healer or your own inner physician, whatever you'd like to call that. Let me turn this off and see if I can still read or turn it really low. You can turn that light out if you want to, Butch. Okay. find a comfortable position, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. Take another deep breath and relax into yourself. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, begin to see yourself in your favorite place of relaxation in nature, where you are warm, comfortable, and at peace. This may be any place you desire. Look around you and concentrate on the details of this special place and experience it with all your senses, as if you were really there. As you look about you, notice there is a path near you which winds toward the horizon. Sense yourself walking along this path. The path is pleasant and light. Perhaps there is a light breeze blowing, or the fragrance of flowers, or birdsong in the air. As you continue to walk along, you notice a radiant blue-white glow which is moving slowly toward you. As it moves closer, you realize it is a living creature, a person whom you do not know, or perhaps for you, an animal. As the person or creature comes closer, you begin to be aware of the details of its appearance. Is this being masculine or feminine? What shape or form does the being have? If your guide is a person, what color is the hair? The eyes? What kind of build does this person have? If the being is a creature, does it have fur, scales, or wings? Is it tall or short, fat or thin? I will give you time for this. If this person or creature makes you feel warm, comfortable, and safe, you know this is your inner physician. Ask your inner physician's name, and then begin a conversation. Get acquainted, and if you would like, you may ask for help with a specific problem. I will give you some time for this. open mind and heart and pay close attention to any information from your guide. The information may come to you during your conversation or through symbolic gestures, such as the guide pointing towards something or producing an object that represents its advice to you in this moment of time. Or you may see pictures or images that represent its advice. You may also simply sense or feel the information your guide has for you. When you have finished, lovingly and openly make an agreement with your guide about how to make contact in the future at any time. When you are ready, allow your consciousness to return to this room and slowly open your eyes. Did you enjoy that? Did all of you get a guide of some sort? Okay. Would anybody like to share anything from the experience? Okay. Go for it, John.
Anyway, there's just a beautiful, beautiful waterfall and a path around a rock. And at first it seemed like it was an Indian. It was an Oriental man. Mm. It wasn't an Indian. It was an Oriental man. It was a long beard.
Oh, great.
And I didn't ask anything specific, but it was peace and tranquility.
Oh, perfect. Anybody else?
I've done this before.
Yeah, I think you have.
And I got something different.
Oh, all right. That's great. Did anybody get a creature? An animal or anything? That's what I usually get when I do this.
Mine was just a blue, white light.
Uh-huh.
Never took
energy.
It's just energy. It felt real good. It had a personality.